to put your shovel in the clothes dirt. Yep.
And then you just told the story of Jim Walmer, Baker.
I was in the office of the mess.
Okay, yeah. Moose McDonald, anyway.
McDonald, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you've turned old, you see.
Well, I'll be 80 in June 2nd.
Yeah, yeah. We're not, none of us are the same. You don't recognize anybody.
No. Well,
for heaven's sake.
Well, you were lean and mean, just a young guy.
Yeah, 169 pounds.
And your hair was different.
And never been kissed.
And well, you're like me. All the guys used to go downtown drinking.
Not me.
I sat home every night and wrote my mother a letter.
You know? I'm the guy that stayed in camp.
Yeah.
And I washed coveralls for 25 cents a piece.
Yeah.
And I used to loan out money at 100% interest for three days.
That was Scotty Boyd, right?
Yeah.
Serious. Yeah, and I'd get a check for it. 3 days later, come and pay me, or else double the check.
Well,
and I stayed here all the time instead of chasing them damn girls.
That's the same as we used to, every Friday night, downtown night. Hey, yeah. West Home Hotel was the first stop.
Yeah.
Then the CNC Club,
yeah, CNC
in Chinatown.
Club. I worked in the Douglas Hotel. I waited in Douglas Hotel my spare time.
Yeah. Okay, then after CNC closed, we all had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
No taxis, no buses.
No.
No money.
A 14-mile route march back up to camp here.
Yeah, that's it. I used to go right from Naden, had a girlfriend there, and go right downtown to Louis Cafe for a 25 cent bowl of palm chowder, and then walk all the way out here. Nobody would pick you up in them days. Yeah.
That's it.
You missed the last deuce and a half, that was it.
Yeah, and I used to buy your pants, your dress pants for $5, and you give me back 10 and pay you.
These are worth 150 now.
Yeah.
Imagine the deal.
They're probably worth $30 in that time. All right.
Yeah.
No, with the 42 inch seats and the 42 inch.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
Yeah. I was here after it closed then. Yeah.
So the road that's, I guess this is, that's Finnerty Road now. So this,
yeah,
that
Finnerty
road.
Yeah, I went right through. Right through the, and turned right at the corner there.
Okay.
Okay, never went past that, And then the old radio station was behind camp here.
Right.
With Joe Easywood in it. I knew Joe Easywood very well, that time, yeah.
Right. And what, do you remember what the neighborhood was like at that time? You said there were open fields across from the gates?
This is a farm right here. This was a farm right here.
And this farmer here, he had cows.
Yeah.
All cows.
And he had a tower. And you had to remember the tower?
This tower still there.
It's there.
The water tower.
I haven't been here for years.
Well, I don't know what kind of town. It's still there. But here, this is where we used to have to crawl and practice our ground craft and all that stuff. And the cows were out there first in the morning and during the daylight.
And then
they made us go in the night crawling
in the backfield over there, too.
Yeah.
We go not all night back.
And that was a farmer's field over there?
Bacon field that I remember.
Okay.
But
down the bread gun.
Yeah, we should drive the tanks and stuff and all around there.
Bread gun.
The bread carriage.
And were there houses on that block?
No,
farm house. Just all farm.
This was all farming country.
This was all farming right through Mount Douglas on top of there. Then you see the farms over top of it. There was very few along Shelburne there and that.
And you say, do you remember going down to Cadver Bay? Did you ever spend time down there?
The best part of that was we just came here in 1956, the end of 1956. Alberta was 40 below and 4 feet of snow. And then we came here, green grass and everything. We started our DEFO training or our LI training. In early January, they used to get us up at 6 o'clock, PT gear on, run down the Cadbury Bay Road, into the bay, around in the water, slosh back up the hill, back in the camp room ready for breakfast.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then every Friday, used to have COs pray. Okay. Used to come get dressed up in marching order, all our pack, all our gear and rifles and everything. Used to march from here up Mount Tommy, down over the side and into Oak Bay sort of thing, and then back here to
and
work.
Would it be the fast march that you do?
Well our normal pace.
And which is
140,
right?
And I used to go the opposite way to Mount Douglas because I was in boxing. And we used to have to run all the way. We used to run part way and rest. And then after the end, you have to run all the way up and all the way back. You'd have a 10-minute rest up there and run all the way back.
Mm-hmm. And then every Thursday or Friday, they used to have double day here.
Yeah, double day. That's right. I forgot about that. Time. Yeah.
No, we weren't allowed to
you
walk.
Weren't allowed
we
to
had
walk.
To double.
You didn't march. You doubled all of it.
And that's your double pace at 180?
180.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to run every.
Every once, every week.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
See,
I was
a company runner. I had to go up the Empire all the way up in there back.
Oh, yeah.
Double.
I remember the days, eh?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah. Peter.